Lashing out at California, President Trump threatens to stop funding for California wildfire relief. Plus, facing off in San Francisco, Senator Dianne Feinstein debates her challenger, Kevin DeLeon, ahead of the upcoming election. And rumors are swirling, who will Kevin Durant choose when he becomes a free agent next summer? Good afternoon. I'm Mary Lee. This is your Picks Now update. President Trump taking aim at California once again, this time over the state's handling of wildfires. Scientists believe climate change and rising temperatures are making California's fires worse. But the president lashed out at California's leadership, saying they need to clean up the state's forests to prevent fires from spreading. The president also threatened to cut off federal aid for firefighters.
What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor or whoever's going to be the governor of California, you better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent, but it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California.
The president said aid to California costs hundreds of billions of dollars, but according to the National Interagency Fire Center, total federal firefighting costs were less than $3 billion in 2017. Today in San Francisco, United States Senator Dianne Feinstein faced off against fellow Democrat State Senator Kevin DeLeon in the only scheduled debate before next month's election. For the first time in 18 years, Feinstein has an opponent in the Senate race, something not lost on DeLeon.
I believe that the status quo in Washington is either unwilling or incapable to fight back. So I believe it's time that we stop biding our time and biding our tongue.
Brett Kavanaugh. I would
say some of the topics discussed included climate change, sure, Medicare, and immigration reform. Feinstein credits her long-standing role in this position as a benefit.
I'm the lead Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. That is the committee that would handle immigration. If we are in the majority, if Democrats are in the majority, there will be a comprehensive immigration reform plan before our committee.
Both Feinstein and DeLeon agree Democrats and Republicans could possibly come together in the next Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform. This construction site in Fremont has been shut down for the day while officials investigate what caused a tower made of steel rebar to topple over, sending three construction workers to the hospital, one of them with critical injuries. Chopper 5 was overhead the job site off Durham Road near 680, and you can see that collapsed 20-foot tower. Officials say it was 1,000 pounds of rebar that fell on top of the construction workers.
Yeah, they climb the tower, they clip onto the top, and what they do is then they tie in these towers to make them much stronger. So as they put their cement pillars, as they put up base layers, as they put up walls, this is part of that construction. So it was probably in the most vulnerable part of its construction that these individuals were clipped to.
The construction company says the tower was set into a concrete foundation and they had every reason to believe it could handle the weight of two people. Cal OSHA is handling the investigation. Today, San Jose State University honored the 50th anniversary of when two former students took a stand for civil rights. During the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their fists in the air as they received their gold and bronze medals to protest racism and injustice against African Americans in the United States. The two men look back on that event a half a century later.
We wanted to do something that would be profound, yet still nonviolent, that would radiate throughout society.
True heroes. Well, the move remains a pivotal point in history, though. Currently, there's a statue on San Jose State's campus honoring the two men. The Warriors won their season opener, but there was some drama, at least on social media. Everyone is already looking for clues to which way Kevin Durant might be leaning when he is a free agent next summer. Durant, and not Steph Curry, was introduced last to receive his championship ring, a spot usually reserved for the team's star player. Was this the Warriors' way of showing Durant how much he means to them? Well, one thing is for sure, Durant won't be explaining his every move this season.
What do you think of being the last one as far as the player being named?
I don't know. What'd you think?
It's not me. I was like, does it mean anything special or anything?
I mean, you asked the question like it did. No.
And then there's this. Durant posted this picture of himself with the two rings to Instagram. His brother Tony commented, "Yes, sir, brother, filling the hand up before we get out of here." Could that be a clue that Durant is leaving? It's going to be a long season. Well, new details on the lucky winner of the $1.9 million ticket sold at the Marina Safeway in San Francisco. It turns out it's an employee who works in the bakery. He picked 5 out of the 6 Mega Millions numbers. His manager tells us all of his colleagues are excited for him.
I believe I was screaming for joy. All of my employees started congregating around the customer service center to congratulate him.
That is amazing. Congrats to him. The Mega Millions jackpot is now a whopping $900 billion. Since no one has claimed the prize, the next drawing is on Friday. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page. Have a great day.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.